put the flower right there.
All right. Well, we are now live, and we are in sunny Southern California. I am Halcyon here with Grandpa Caleb and Louis the Amaryllis.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Amaryllis actually has a name, but we'll call him Louis for today.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So if
he's
you've been
come out the last couple of days.
So if you were here a few weeks ago, you saw this little stalk that shot out of that pot, and this week we are back, and the Amaryllis has got four gorgeous blooms. Each one is about the size of a child's face, and it is pink and glorious, really. It is. I don't know how people look at flowers like this and aren't just a little awed, especially when you see where it came from, just that grungy little bulb.
Well, Halcyon gave it to me. John gave it to me at Christmas, I think, right after Christmas.
In the hospital.
In the hospital when I was having pneumonia.
That's right.
And I said pneumonia was the old man's disease, and I was concerned that I'd do things now that I was capable of doing. And so now we're back in the cocoon.
You know, I wanted to give you something that you could look forward to instead of giving you flowers for the hospital. I wanted you something when you got home.
Marvelous. Notice the beauty and the planning. Now, all I've done is put a little water in.
That's it.
Day after day, just a little bit. And now here it is in bloom. What an amazing world we live in. What did you say the girls were that tuned in?
There's people from San Diego, Florida, and Menlo Park.
Interesting. Greetings from my cocoon. And here we are, reaching out to the world. You notice the beautiful thing about this Amaryllis is the symmetry of it. Notice how logical it's growing. And the interesting thing is, the power that made this Amaryllis didn't fudge.
That's right.
It was not dishonest. The underside is just as beautiful as the other side. No dishonesty here.
No, it is about as pure as it gets.
Wonderful. And it's reaching up to more sun out of my little cocoon. And I'm grateful.
What's
Thank you again.
My pleasure. You know, what you said is that of all the things that we try so hard and we put so much effort into things and we try to force things to be our way, and what did it take to make this become beautiful? Almost nothing. You just give it a little water and let the natural flow happen.
Isn't that terrific? What an amazing miracle, and nice to play it. Thank you again for it.
It is my pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking such good care of it.
And the color of it is so beautiful. Well, several people here in my palace have asked me to come take pictures of their Amaryllis. Several couples. I give everyone a picture here. I have a camera that John got for me, and I take hundreds of pictures every few weeks and give people their pictures and say, mail them to your children or your grandchildren. So they know that you're happy in this wonderful palace in which we live.
That's a great gift.
Isn't it a nice experience?
Oh.
Beautiful.
Well, we are here on a Tuesday. It is just after 1 p.m. Pacific time, and that's the time that we meet every week to gather and spend a moment with Hug Nation. The idea of Hug Nation being that regardless of where your feet are at, what is really important is where your head is at. And I think that in the mind and in the spirit, we are all part of a single nation. We have called it Hug Nation, but it is that connection that we all have with one another.
I love that. We are brothers and we are sisters, and in our eyes and our voices touch one another. That's amazing.
So the joy of this moment every week is that a weird-looking 33-year-old and a glorious-looking 92-year-old, and we use the technology available to us through the internet, the video and the audio that is available, really to. Very cheaply. Anyone can have these tools, and we are going to use these tools to connect globally, all over the world. That same connection that has existed, if you close your eyes, you can connect with people all over the world.
Just I can visualize people. and they're closed. And time and space are annihilated. Look at that. Just an amazing thing. I marvel at what we're doing here. And you're waiting in the opening of the ocean for the new world in which you're being, had the privilege of living and relating to other people. That's why I enjoy hugging myself and thinking of you and you and you and you.
So let's do that now. Let's hold ourselves by the shoulders and let's embrace our shoulders, imagining that those shoulders are the shoulders of all of our brothers and sisters, the ones that we have met in person, the ones we've seen on the streets, the ones we've seen on TV, the ones we've only seen in our mind's eye that might be across the world or across the city. We embrace those people. We give them a hug. We know that regardless of what we see on the news or in a commercial or to the sound of trumpets, we know that the majority of people, the 99.9% of people out there would much rather hug us than hurt us. And in that place, we grasp them. We feel those arms that are holding us now are not just our arms. Those are the arms of those brothers and sisters.
Oh, how wonderful. If we are, as some people say, at the crown of the creative process, if you can only voluntarily and imaginatively get to really touch and help our brothers and sisters. Someone said the other day that there's no shortage in food for the world, but the distribution system is all screwed up. I heard this morning a man speaking from Iraq. He lived in Iraq till he was 26 years old, and he came in. We were wrestling over this, how to learn to live with our brothers and sisters. And I was thinking yesterday, I pledge allegiance to the flag, and we are bound together. We're pursuing liberty. What's the rest of that? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Those are good goals.
And I'm pursuing it, and I've never been happier in terms of my physical being than I am right at this moment.
Wonderful.
And I'm grateful. I tiptoe on the edge of eternity and tomorrow.
So we'll squeeze for one more second. We'll visualize our family, our friends, the ones that are physically our family and friends, and the ones that we've never met that are our family and our friends. And let's just spend about 5 to 10 seconds feeling that connection worldwide.
Mind to mind and eye to eye, and the power in my left and my right brain to visualize and to think, and wish you the very best of life. May you never lose the sense of wonder. Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Hug Nation today. We send you love and we send you peace, and we will see you again next week. Happy Hug Nation.
Blessings on you. That was nice.